about human nature. I could tell you a great number of things,
which
perhaps one day I may be able to do.
Oh, yes, please, Victoria. I would love that. It would be most
perhaps one day my dear husband may come and speak to you.
Yes, I would love that very much, too.
We are very, very concerned and very interested in all the transpires in your world. That is from the point of view not exactly only of politics, but from the point of view of the good that might yet come when people begin to know and realize and understand more about each other. And all the barriers, as we hope to say, one day may be broken down, and soon men may live and dwell in peace together. How different it is even today from my time, when we had a vast empire.
Yes.
Now, many of the old barriers have gone. And many new nations are beginning to arrive. They're having their teeth. But I think eventually there will come a greater realization and a greater way of peace among the nations. We are all working towards this common end, to the common good. We may not perhaps be able to do a great deal, but we do in peace and we do wherever it is possible. We try desperately to help in many ways. It's very difficult, but we endeavor to do all that we can. And of course, we have a special concern for this country. That is only natural. But at the same time, we see not just England, but we the whole world as we speak true brotherhood among nations and people, that they may live and dwell together in peace and tranquility, working to do the will of God while yet on earth. It will come eventually, though it may seem long way off, yet truly. How privileged you are, my child, to have good truth and good knowledge. Indeed, if it had not been for this great knowledge that you possess, I myself, I am sure, could never have continued that long life of mine. It was the wonderful knowledge and the realization that I had to help me through those many years of difficulty and trial and tribulation. Indeed, it is a great thing, and a great blessing to know of these truths. Indeed, you are best. I will come and talk to you again.
Yes, please.
May God bless you, my child, and you too, my friend.
Thank you, Victoria.
The old lady did quite nicely. But at the same time, I had my own way, and I was doing many things which people didn't understand. The old lady see. So she was badgered by all sorts, and I treated everyone the same. I could not care less whether I had a title or not. It's what a man was that mattered to me. Anyway, that's a long story. You don't want to listen to that.
And that is John Brown.
Hey,
thank you for coming, John Brown.
Aye, and we'll come again and talk to you, lassie.
Yes.
And keep this man healthy.
We're trying.
You know the best thing for him is a drop of whiskey in his eye.
You think so?
Aye, you can no beat the whiskey.
I think.
Nice wee drop of whiskey does a man good. That'll keep out of cool as a flu.
Alright, watch, I'll give it time to him tonight.
I don't know. You'd better get in touch with your doctor friend.
Okay, I don't.